I'm not sure how to say this, Des says, and I know it's the biggest cheek ever, but I can't help thinking that your sofa would be utterly adequate for me. And the other thing is, these phone calls I'm intending to make, on your behalf, they're not the kind of phone calls a person should make in the road where anyone could hear them. Better behind closed doors, I'm thinking. Des, says Daphne, and her tone takes me right back to one of the schools I worked in, where the teacher in the next door classroom always spoke in loud and disappointed tones, even when she was taking the register. Des, has there been another problem with the rent? I told you, come to me before you get turned out next time. It's much easier to help you before than after. Des examines his nails. There was a series of unfortunate coincidences, he says, many of which I couldn't have predicted, I swear. Nina had grown to love Bilbo. His name was Billy, but Nina's name for him had stuck, and now no one ever called him by his real name. She had been trying to teach him to keep his mouth shut, to stop the other kids from picking on him at school. Shut your mouth, Bilbo, Nina said. Don't dribble on my cake. Quick as a flash, Carol said, that's not nice, Nina. Don't speak to Bilbo like that. And it's really everyone's cake, isn't it? Nina had known she would say something exactly like that. She could have written the script. Carol was that predictable. Sit down, he said. What do you think I am? Some kind of purple demon? No worse, Nina thought. She stayed silent. Look, he said. Fee. I'm sorry about Fee. She's mad, you know. Try it if you want. Nina looked at him. She had no idea what he was talking about. My girls, he said, I like them to be happy. Sit in the other chair if you want. It's fine. Nina stayed standing.